It's time for A Moment in Wine, underwritten by New England Wine Cellars, providing design and expert installation of residential and commercial wine cellars and display systems. 860-824-2400, on the web, newcellars.com.
Hi, welcome to A Moment in Wine. This is Fred Trigaskis, where we're tasting wines from around the world. And today we're going to Chile, an area that we should visit more often than I'm afraid. It's once had a reputation for making, pretty common wine in bulk. But lately, winemakers from around the world are discovering fantastic opportunities that are available in Chile when the wine conditions are just right. And so today we're going to be drinking the Alta Tierra, which means high earth or high ground in Spanish. We're drinking their Pinot Noir Gran Reserva, which means it showed, since Gran Reserva means it showed a fair amount of time in oak to help develop its complexity. So it's the Alta Tierra Pinot Noir 2014 Gran Reserva. And that's grown in the Elquin Valley, which is 250 miles north of the capital of Chile, Santiago, in the most northern wine region in Chile. Now, Chile, of course, is a couple thousand miles long, all along the Pacific coast in South America. So there's lots of mountainous areas, lots of different kinds of terrain to choose from to grow grapes. And this area has shown fantastic promise. Anyway, enough of that. Let's drink some of the wine. First, the colors are beautiful garnet, maybe brick red around the edges. It's the kind of thing you'd see mostly in aged wines, but offering some nice promise. The nose, getting little bits of strawberry, maybe some violets, very floral, earthy, kind of, very dried flowers is what I'm smelling here. It's wonderful nose. And as I sip it up in the front, or the tip of the tongue, I'm getting definitely black cherries. And then as it goes further back, it's a nice mouth-filling spiciness. It's a medium-bodied Pinot Noir. That oak that it was stored in is revealing itself with some nice vanilla spices and very soft tannins. The finish is kind of toasty, if anything, and just elegant overall, a neat, very interesting expression of Pinot Noir. Difficult grape to grow, and the good ones are really good. I'm enjoying this. Probably would love it. This is the red wine that I would have with grilled salmon. Perfect, I think, match for something that way. The earthiness and the medium-bodied acidity would cut through the fattiness of the salmon. Enjoying the Alta Tierra Pinot Noir Gran Reserva 2014 from the Valley of Elqui in northern Chile.